Hello, hello, it's Kat Revzon with a dollop of positivity. If you're contemplating whether or not to see Godzilla Minus One, the latest Godzilla movie, go. I was really on the fence about it when the boys were talking about going. And I was like, oh, it's just another Godzilla movie. Big monster crushing buildings, wreaking havoc in human society. But then something was tugging my heart. And I was already experiencing FOMO before I even said no. So I actually listened to myself and said, okay, get me a ticket, I'll go. So I walked in having really low expectations. I was a little disappointed about the size of the screen that we went to. It was one of our local theaters that's next to a mall. And we figured we'd plan out the rest of the day based on location. I kind of wish we saw it on a bigger screen. And you must have good sound in that theater. Otherwise, it just doesn't do the whole, you're going to be missing out, is what I'm saying. You need the sound, you need the imagery, you need the big size screen. What I didn't expect was character development. There's actually a human story to this, actually many. It's a love story, it's a story about courage, it's a story about depression. It's a story about understanding one's purpose in life. And it's about moving on and fighting wars within yourself. So it's definitely worth a big screen opportunity. In fact, I've read some reviews that say this is by far the best Godzilla movie ever made. The storytelling is fantastic. The cinematography is amazing. Sure, you have giant Godzilla crushing buildings and wreaking havoc in the sea, killing fish and all that, but you expected that. But it doesn't disappoint. If you've ever seen the older movies, like today, it just looks fake. I almost believe that this thing is real. I almost believe that, oh my gosh, I gotta watch out. And if I see any signs of Godzilla or feel the vibration or hear the sound, I better watch out. So it's a really fun movie to get lost in for over 2 hours. I laughed, I cried, I was petrified. So I highly recommend it. I don't know how long it will be in the theaters. Judging on the success of the reviews, I think it'll stay in the theater for a little longer. So catch it while you can. See it in IMAX if you can, is the recommendation that I've seen. And I agree, you need a big screen for this. You need maximum sound. So don't try to catch a second run in a theater with okay quality sound. Get it with real Dolby surround around sound. You need that. It's kind of like watching Jurassic Park with bad sound. You need that trembling. You need that drop in your heart. So go see it. Highly recommend it. Don't miss out. If you have your thoughts about Godzilla Minus One, let me know. I can be found at A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. You can find me on Instagram. You can call me, text me. You know how to find me. Till next time. Bye.